Shalim and the farm.
Sag die Gemara. Ve'ei me'av l'chude meifa. Frag die Gemara, maybe the drosha will be that av l'chude meifa. Einach nam yivov meisif alinyan rishin. So the second parasha steht arus. But the emes is that the av l'chude meifa. And the Rosh learns Pshat Bosi the Kasha of Gizmore Ve'im Me'av L'chud HaMeifer. Zog the Rosh. K'de have a Ovid Me'ikore, like the father has a right before she's a Arusa, the Koyach is Mamshich exactly the same. And the Rosh will only be V'Yisra B'Oruz Shigamu Yofar L'chud Sa'av L'chud HaKud B'Meifer and Oruz L'chud HaKud B'Meifer. And that's what I'm the Pshat in the Braise. Ve'im Me'av L'chud HaMeifer means Sa'ida Av and Sa'ida Oruz, everyone has a Koyach Alei. Nafdem zog the Gemara im Kain va'osro Yisrael be'savir yini oisro lomali. So if in the second parsha the avalein could be meifer, so why I need bichlal the first parsha? Write only the second parsha. Avada not the second parsha the way it's written in the Torah, because in the way it's written in the Torah is only written there that the oros is meifer. The Gemara means write the second parsha and write in the second parsha the parsha from aforas av. In the second parsha, you write the parsha from Aforas Av, and b'meila we will know b'meila that only if when is she's a rusa, sai av sai orus could be meifer. So when there's no av, and when there's no orus, avada the avalei could be meifer. V'imkein v'osro isa b'savir v'inyo isa lomali. Hashli shlo mokim orus meifer av lechudei shlo mokim orus miboye. This is the Gemara alibe de arosh. So ve'im av lechudei meifer the kasha is alibe de arosh. That the Av could be Mefer Alein and the Orus could be Mefer Alein. And the Vav Moisif says that the Av is Mamshich b'chaye Orus. Even when it's an Orus, the Av is Mamshich. And after that, the Gemara says, I don't need the first Parsha, only write the second Parsha. And write Mefurish in the second Parsha, also the Aforas Av. And b'meile, I will know both. That's the Gemara. One of them, we said that this is the Parshas HaGemara. Zayir Leich Taket Lerna Zepshat in the Gemara. Why the Ran didn't want to learn like this Pshat in the Gemara? We said the Ran could never learn as a Pshat, because if you the Ran, the Yisrael of Aforas Nedorim is Bailis. The Av is a Bailim, the Orus is a Bailim. Everyone has a Bailis on the Isha. The Orus ot a Bailis, the Av ot a Bailis. If everyone has a Bailis, the Orus ot a Bailis, and the Av ot a Bailis, can it say? Other the Orus is the Bailim, other the Av is the Bailim. If Aforas Nedorim is no Shaifas to Bailis, it's time a parsha from Aforas Nedorim. No. So now the Gemara wanted to learn. Oyavir, or Bailo. Everyone could do it. But if it's a Bailis, Mimonim Shach. Other she's Bushus Avir, other she's Bushus Bailo. If she's Bushus Bailo, Loyal Aladaz that the Av could be Mefer. If she's Bushus Avir, Loyal Aladaz that the Baal could be Mefer. If she's Bushus the Baal, Loyal Aladaz. Memele Deran could never learn the Gemara Kipshutoi. Ve'eme Av Lechud means side the Av and side the Baal. Everyone has a Koyach. And mikoyach that, the Ran was mefarish the Gemara af ha'ander aveg, and he took the pshat from the Gemara later, and he pushed it in the Gemara here. Even though it's very shver, because the Gemara later was speaking out klor, that the Oros could be mefer and the Av could be mekim. By us we only have the words, ve'eme av l'chud mefer. But if you look, the Ran goes in the same hezba from the Gemara shpeter, the Ran pushes it in the Gemara by us. Let me send the Ran in a veining. Ve'eme av l'chud mefer. Nearly the Av l'chud mefer would be kokashel. The cave of the Loyotzim is Shusav, Kerekasiv Neleil, Bedinu de Motzi Meifer. Aval Orus Loi, Vesmichus Edim Oyo, Ainu Leimar, the Orus Boyav. אבל באורוס דקוסו רחמון אלוהים על שימי כימוקם, כי נמורים בסמך על הידעה. רנגב זה הקדומה. אחמד, עמוד נזח. תתרי says the Orus, you want to say the Av. Why did Gemara want to learn like that? לפי דרוש, לגמור זה נעד השווה לגמורה. פקט! זוג לגמור, the Av could be Mayfair, the Drosh is on the Orus, and Beda could be Mayfair. What is the problem? The Av could have done it. You have a Drosh that the Orus also could do it. So both. אבל לפי דרם, the Gemara is going now, זה גם עמוד נזח. It says in the Tere Orus, no, no, no. The Tere means the Av. The Orus, even though it says, the Ran says, V'av agav d'chsiv al edim hoyo sir l'ish, v'biyoim shmoy ha'isho yoni oiso, v'hefer es nedorer, lam lemay madaf oros to toil klad, elo shim loy hefer b'yoim shomoy, nimzo shehekim. T'lochi b'lechut adorukim b'rshus ed Orus, v'lam lemay da achrine. T'keim ed aloyotzo m'shus av, en lecho lizgiz b'orus, en lo pochish m'shim shiurim. And then the Gemara answers, imken v'os chriso b'sevir lomoli, k'lei ma'amai toch, k'ol ha'ashmin en deboido p'nuyo me'fer ha'av, la'ashmin en ochi b'osar k'od ibi mo'yo siya. Let to write the whole parsha in the second parsha. V'ano ha'amin en mokim Orus av me'fer l'chut ha'shnum mokim Orus mi'boyo. So I'm smazbe, what is the arichas in the Ran, stam bilchis pshat? Lefi d'rosh, the Gemara is glad. The first parsha is Av, the second parsha is Orus. Frag the Gemara, maybe the second parsha is Orus, but also Av. But also Av. The Av also could be Mefer in the second parsha. Makes sense. The first parsha said Av, the second parsha says Orus, the Gemara may. Then also Av could be Mefer in the second parsha. But if it says in the Tere Orus, no, maybe the Tere means the Av. And when it says in Orus, it means that if the Orus is not Mefer, then it's a ha-komet. It's a shvach pshat. Why the Gemara won't ask such a kasha bichla? So then the Ram gave a akdome. Val mistaber that the Av is the Mefer. So it's glad to learn, it's gicher to learn that the Av is the one that is Mefer. If it's gicher to learn that the Av is the one that is Mefer, so maybe Daki he's the one that is Mefer. And I, what will do with the Orus, we will learn that if he's not Mefer, Verzachar Kome. This was the reason the Ram gave a akdome to his pshat. This is pshat the tov in the Gemara. Now let me get into the Ikar Divrei Aran. The Ram says psa medresh pliya. The Av is the Mefer. I stayed in Tere Orus. No, the Orus can't be Mefer. His krach is only to be Mekim. It says in the Tere that he's Mefer. No, if he's not Mefer, Verzach HaKomet. The Av is Mefer. The Orus is Nisht. The Orus only could be Mekim. That's the krach that he has. It says in the Tere that he's Mefer. No, the Tere means if he's not Mefer, the Mele is a Mekim. But the Tere calls him that he's a Mefer. Stam, David Povarsky, gelegt sich da a Knetsch. Before we say in Kashas, David Povarsky gesagt, that it's not enough Kamine. That after his Mayfair, he can't be Mekim anymore. That his Kach is only to make him. But enough Kamine, when he's Mayfair, that he lost his Chus HaKoma. So he has only a Kach to be Mekim. But if he's Mayfair, Dake, it's Chal Klapi Dem, as a Kenish Machina HaKoma. No, no. But we call Mekoyim, Nachzor in your name. So what the Ran says? The Ran learns that the Av ot ha-koyach to be Mefer, and the koyach of the Orus is only klapi them that he has a koyach to make a akom. So, I want to start, say the Radvori. The Keren Oiro learns the Ran kipshutoi. We have to think. I say the Keren Oiro learned, and thus bleibt the Pshat ha-poshut. Before we say Teres. The Pshat ha-poshut bleibt as if the Mahalach from the Keren Oiro, that the Ran means kipshutoi. What does it mean as the Ran means kipshutoi? The Av has a koyach to be Mefer, and the Orus doesn't have no shum koyches, only to be Mekim. Meaning, that it says in the Tere that he has to be Mefer, because if he keeps quiet, siverzach ha'akome. If he keeps quiet, siverzach ha'akome. The Mele, he has to make a mechor, he has to make a afor. Frank de Kerenoiro, the first kash. Menefid the Seder Advorim in the Ran, is mashma that the Av was Mefer, and even so, if the Baal keeps quiet, Siverzach HaKome. So it's mashma that the HaKome, if the Baal helps, even after the Afore, if the father. The father is Mefer, but if the Baal will make a HaKome even Shpeter, even a Shtike Shpeter, it will spoil Yenem's Afore. Frag the Keren Neuro, if the Abba Takrech to be Mefer alone, and the Nether is Mufer, was past the HaKome Shpeter? Why it's mashma in the Ran that the Akomesh Peter helps? Because the way he's arayinzetzing the Pasuk is, ve'im b'yoyim shmoy ha'isho ve'hechrishlo, if he will keep quiet later, ve'komu nedorer. So the way he's arayinzetzing the Pasuk is, that even if the Av is Mefer, ve'im b'yoyim shmoy ha'isho ve'hechrishlo, ve'komu nedorer. So even after the Aforeh of the Baal, if the Av, if the Baal is making, siverzach ois neder. Sie wird auch ois neder. Frag die Kirin, oh, the neder is not here anymore. How the app could be making? Amot ne sach. Ein kashe. Zweite kashe, frag die Kirin, oh, so kommt ois, that every time you need the Baal to be mefer. Because if he's not mefer, you're telling me from the fact that he keeps quiet, sie wird auch akoma. So it's nicht kein av lechudei. Every time you need the Baal. And the Gemara says, Av lechudei. And potential Av lechudei. But lemaisa is nishkin Av lechudei. Every time lemaisa, you need the other person to come and help you. So the Keren Neuro, but that's nisht as a shvere kashe, could be three nefke minus, if the Baal dies. So it's already muta. Or, what if she was over on the nether before the Baal was making? In the meantime, there was no nether. The Av was mefer, there's no nether. Later, the Baal is making the Afor as butter. We asked that, it doesn't make sense how it works. But lechu, if she ate it in between the Afor as Av, v'zayin ish kenether. Or lama zogin, the Baal never heard about it b'chlal. So the Av lechudei is mefer. You're right, lemais, if the Baal is there, v'im b'yom shmoya isho, so itakia has to be mefer. So the second kasha, nishta zagro is a kasha. Okay, so the first kasha is, hayala al adasas, pasta akome. Noch der Afore, pasta shtike, noch der Akome. Second kasha is, if you need it, and if every time that he keeps quiet, verzach ha'akome. So, allemal you need a bar. So we said nafkiminis. The third kasha, frek de kere neuro, was is a kushi atzumo frek de kere neuro. We'll divide it to two, we'll make from it two kashas. First, we see from here that ha'akome is a chalois. If ha'akome is not a chalois, it's only vitur al aschus. Hashem gave him a kayak to make a forah and he could pull out. But now that he's doing off epis in the nether, he just pulls out. Not that he's doing up epis in the nether. If a kome is not doing up epis in the nether, he just pulls out. Aber nishken that the two off in the nether, so lechura, the av could be mefer alein. The baal doesn't have a kayak to be mefer. So what's to tell the kome? What is a kome doing here? What is this a kome? If a kome makes a chalois, I could hear epis in mahalach. But if I come, okay, so muchach from here that I come and makes a chalois. Say that. I come is not only that I gave up on my schus. If I gave up on my schus, you never had a schus. The Av is a schus to be made for, and he doesn't need you. So the Av can make a forer without you. The Av doesn't need you. No? Now the Baal made a come. What is a come? You don't want to be made for. We don't need you. So it has to be that a come is a positive thing. So say that. We see that it's a positive thing. Chidush. Zog de keren oiro. Oh, but the person never made akome. He kept quiet. So hashtike. So why we said shtike is akome alamol? And ansadi, why he was not mefer? I was not mefer because no one asked me to be mefer. I don't have a right to be mefer. I know my afol is gone. Nish the av was mefer already. You know, but if you're not mefer, it's a right you want it. I don't want it, but we're, if you write akome is ibud aschus, you need my maisa afor eicher. You don't need my maisa afor. You manage without me. I have a koyach to stop it, to make a maisa akome. I have a koyach to come and make a maisa akome. I don't know what to do here. I have a koyach to make a maisa akome. I don't want to make a maisa akome, but where, how am I shtike? So this is the third kasha be'etzim. First we see that akome is a chalois, oh, but the shtike is a chalois. You saw in the Mudalev Taki, the Rosh and the Ra, the Rosh and the Meforish learn, Shtike Avad is not a Chalois. This is the reason Taki, the Rosh cannot learn like the Ra and the Sugi here. For another reason, Shtike, especially if Yenem is Mefer, and he has a Koyach Alein, Meine Shtike macht Yenem. And Be'etzem, the Achroinim Lektzach to Mechazik Diskashe, as a Gmor and Daf Pizayel. Yoidea Ani Sheyesh Nedorim. I heard my wife made a nether. Ve'eini yoidei asher yesh mefirim. He never learned that amur also. He doesn't know that you could be made for nedorim. Zog the Mishnah Pezayin Amud Beis. He could be made for nedorim after a year. It's not called B'yom Shomer. It's not called a shtike. A shtike is if a husband knows the halachas of Nair Amur also. Mishnah Pezayin Amud Beis. But if he doesn't know the halachas of Nair Amur also, so nishkina akome, mefurash mishnah. No. So this person knows Naira Murosa, and he knows that he doesn't have to be Mefer. So how it becomes Akome? But if you're not mefer, it's a comment. Why? I know that I don't need to be mefer. So how it became a comment? Nochen Ore de Shara Melech fragt, as a Gemara later, we'll learn Be'ez Hashem Samachtes, Samachtes Amud Beis, as a posuk, Meisa Baal, Nisroikno Rishus Lo'av. This is the whole sugis of Naira Muroso, Nisroikno. Meisa Baal, the Ainu, the Av was Mefer, and the Baal dies, Nisroikno Rishus Lo'av, and now the Av could be Mefer, the Chelek from the Baal. It's a posuk. Lefi Or Gemara, you don't need that posuk. If the Av is Mefer alone and the Baal could only disturb, if the Baal dies, Shin Mufa. So maybe how the Gemara has such a tzad, it's not a posuk. Shara Melech, maybe the posuk later is before, after Ar Sugya. If you are Sugya, you can't douse on that posuk. So these are Be'etzem, the five kashas of the Sugya. It's a machanus klo. The Keren Euro, we have to remember, the Keren Euro is learning the Ran Kipshutoi. We're going on the first chelik. And the Eime Av Lechudei. The Ran Kipshutoi, that the Av is a Mefer Gomur, and the Koyach from the Baal is only Ha'akomet. And the Baal is Mefer, the Nether is over. If she eats the Nether after the Aphora Sa'av, it's Mutter. Frag them first, how you found Ha'akomet after Aphora. Second of all, how the Shtike becomes Ha'akomet. He doesn't know Bichlal that he has to be Mefer. And he says, the Chamishne. And then we have a kasha in Yudea Nishesh Mefirim. Tzayin Zishke Mechlal HaMais HaShtike. You have a posuk from Nisroikno. These are the kashas be'etzem on Divrei Ara. Reb Nochem gilek tzach to Nocha kasha. The posuk calls it that the Baal is Mefer. Zog deran, no. Pshat, if he's not Mefer, b'meile tzakome. The pasuk says that he's meifer. Like the Ran, no, it means that if he's not meifer, b'meir it's ha'akomet. The Ran in Amud Aleph, the first Ran on the Gemara, bought our Gemara, and he calls it Shneyem Mefirim. So the Ran, Shneyem Mefirim means that if the Baal is not meifer, b'meir it's ha'akomet. You call it Shneyem Mefirim? This you call Shneyem Mefirim? So we said maybe from Reb David that the Afor is Chal Klapi Dem as Nochem Kenish Machan ha'akomet. But these are the Ores. These are the Ores Bepshat. So the Iker, what is bothering us, is three Ores. Why it's called Afore? How could help Akome noch them? And how the Shtike could be Akome? The Pasuk says that it could be Mefer. Zog the Ran, the Pshat, if he's not Mefer, it's a Shtike. The Shtike could become Akome. I mean, Yenim doesn't have to make Afore. Vi the Shtike, Verzach Akome. So the Nusach was Reb Nochem Gilern Pshat in the Ran. See, it's cautious, but I want to start with the Dvorim. The Keren Neuro is Kipshutoi. That the Av is Mefer in Gansen, and the Baal only has the Koyach to make Akome, to disturb, and even after it, and even Beshtike, and that's a Shvere Zach. Zog Reb Nochem, Al Kochuch, the Pshat will be different. The Pshat will be in the Ran, and the Derech that we said, in the end of last week, Pshat, the Meforesh, that the Gemara means ve'eime av lechude meifer, that the av is meifer, but you need the haskome from the Baal. You saw we had such a tzad before also. The av is the meifer, and you need the haskome from the Baal. Haforas av mit haskomas Baal. Haforas av mit haskomas Baal. Dehainu, after the av is meifer, kozman the Baal was not meifer, I cannot move on. Kozman, the Baal is not Mefer, it's taken at Mufer. But not because you need the Afore from the Baal, because you need the Askome from the Baal. The Baal is a Shutef. The Av Kilu has 98%, 99%, even in 100%, but he needs the Askome from the Baal. Kozman, the Baal is not Maskim, but Mele, the Neder is Nish Mufer. Mele, if Yenem made the Akome, he's Nish Maskim. Mele, he has to make a Afore. But not because the Afore is Tutoif. No, but the Afore is Maskim to Yenem's Afore. Or because man and Yenem never made the Afore take, so Mele felt in Yenem's Askome, we made the Afore from Av, take tut nicht auf. So you have to have the Afore from Av, mit the Askome from Baal. Afore from Av, mit the Askome from Baal. But Mele, everything is Meyushev. So even after the Afore from the Av, the Baal could disturb. The Baal keeps quiet, but Mele felt in the Askome. He has to make a Mechore. He has to say that he doesn't want that. He's masking for the Afore. But maybe it doesn't mean that the Afore from Baal, Av, is mit the Askome from the Baal. The Meiler, the Nafkamina is that he could make a Akome. You need a Zaskome, what's the pshat? You need a Zaskome, Kozman is not masking, he has a Kerech to make a Akome. So Hashem gave him a Kerech to be masking or Nish to be masking. So then Kerech is the Akome, but you need a Zaskome. You need a Maise Zaskome for the Afora from the Nether. No, but Meiler Shtik is like Akome. Akome, he's not masking. What? So Shoisik means Shoisik Shtik on the Nether. The shtick is not on the afore, the shtick is on the nether. So he's masking to the nether. The shtick is not on your afore. His shtick is as he's about on the schus. So Mele is not masking. And as kome, not of course afore. He's masking to the nether of the isha. The shtick is not the yelim zafore. You don't know about yelim zafore, bichlal. It's not nagya. The shtick is klapi the isha. He's not mechutin to yelim. He doesn't yell on Yerem, he's not mechutin to the father. He tells to his daughter. He's mechutin his daughter. He's mefer to the daughter or making to the daughter. He's not misyachis to the other person. Bemele ala kashis amayushiv. Bemele ala kashis amayushiv in Gantz. So it's called mefirim because you need to have his askome. Aval it's not afore. The Ran says it's not afore. We have to be yashiv that it's shade afore, and the Ran says that it's not afore. So the fit der derech, also sein glatt. Even Yenem Zaskome could help even after the Maisa Afore, but I need Yenem Zaskome. If I don't have Yenem Zaskome, B'mele it shtels. B'mele even B'shtike it's a Maisa Akome. It's not called Ein Yodea Sheyesh Mefirim. B'mele Avada Yenem Kutur Oif. B'mele Nisroikno, I have to have, that now I don't need Askome. Nisroikno Shus La'av, that the Av alone could be Mefer, and he doesn't have to have Yenem Zaskome anymore. And B'mele it's called Shtei Mefir. Das ist gewesen, der leichte Weg, das ist gewesen, der leichte Weg, zu bemeimen die Suge, was in der Gehle in ihr Leben. Von der Heilig von der Suge, das ist gewesen, der leichte Weg, zu bemeimen die. Als der Fideran, er warte, der Ab ist der Iker, no, you have to have the Askome von jener. Maybe if we have time later, we'll mazmen ein Stück umur, der Nussach, was ist called? Der Nussach, der Askome von jener. Der Lashem ist daran, dass jener only has a Schuss Akome. But that's good for the vote. Yerem has a schus to say yes or no. Not that Yerem is meifer. Yerem has a schus to say no. But we need his yes. Since Hainuach, his koyach is to be making, to say I'm not masking, or not to be masking. So it's not that he has a koyach to break the nether. I'm breaking the nether. But he has a right to say yes or no. And we have to wait for his yes or no. We have to wait for his yes or no. Because now he doesn't give us his yes, we can't be made for the nether. We have to have this yes and no. Because now we don't have that yes and no. But mainly we're missing in the nether. She felt in the nether. They felt in that Torah from nether. Could be he doesn't have to say Lashon HaFor. As he's mashma in the Ran. The Ran says when he's shoysek, he verts ha'akome. Not because we need his maisa ha'afore. We need his askome. So the parsha is be'etzem, Hashem gave him a koyach ha'afore and he gave Yenem a koyach ha'akome. Pshat is, so it's totally, Kozman Yerem is not saying that he's not making certain Yerem Zafore. Those are the Tzuras Advori. So maybe I need to get a yes from him. Mistaber, it's like Nochamos, it's close, Mistaber, that Kozman Yerem didn't say yes, Avada, you could not eat. Well, as a Shaila, the few will be learning now. The Av was Mefer, the Vile, the Baals didn't say yes. And she's over on the nether. She's over on the nether or not? The Pashtus, yes. This is the way we're learning the Pashtus. Could be. He has a ganze koyach afore with the askome. Avada is only Miklash Kolish. Avada will be Miklash Kolish. Abekenzai name. Could be she's not over. No, Yenem has a koyach to say he's masking or not. And if he starts to be masking, so Yenem says, I'm Mikla Tola the koyach and everything is bottled. What? The Pashas is B'yom Shomer, yeah? The Pashas is B'yom Shomer. I'm saying, the Pashas, Avada, the way I'm saying it, it's clear that busy Yenem is masking, therefore is not Chal. Ken Zayn, the Amkis, if we understand the vote very clear, the gather is, Yenem has a schus afore, Yenem could say yes or no. If he says no, it's Botel Mafreya, because it's up to him to say yes or no. But when he says yes, could be I don't need his yes. Because this is the time that Terah gave to do it. But this is the askome has to be also be Shomer. I'll be masber. The pashtus is asay. But we'll see the Ramot. So I'm saying again, the pashtus advorim, the way we're saying it is taket that Yenem has to have Yenem's askome. and Kiilu, I'm only 99%. I'm saying if we mainik in the Indian, and Baal, I'll show you why I'm saying this. If we mainik in the Indian, be'oimekolatzerich in Gansen, and we understand that the pshat is that Yenem is meifer in Gansen, no, it's mitletoli in Yenem zaskome, so could be my affairs in Gansen. Just if Yenem later is not masking, it's totally in Yenem zaskome, so pshat is Yenem has to say yes or no, so we come over to Yenem. If he says yes, taka, it stays. If he says no, it's doch bottle mafreya. But maybe they are comic and speter, can mevatel it. The shtick of speter, can mevatel it taka. But because the man that Yenem taka didn't say yes or no, avada the violets mufer, and could be if Yenem will never say yes or no, could be weiter it will stay mufer. It's not that Yenem is askome, it's mechazik. I'm saying again, the pashtes advorim, my afor is mitletoli mit Yenem zaskome. And on Yenem zaskome, taka is nishchal. I'm saying, be'oimek, oimek, ken zayin is be'etzem muter, just Yenem has a kerch to be make him, and if he's not masking, the male is bottle. I'm saying, the vow will go with chilas advorim. Let me tell you the advorim for a minute. Let me send the next shtick on the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, eime, okay, you can't say like this, a safe account. Eime av li boye orus, ve orus lechude meifa. Eime av li boye orus, ve orus lechude meifa. So, this is what the Gemara is kasha. So the Rosh learns now under the Gemara. Av li boye orus, ve orus lechude meifa. So it says in the parasha that the orus is meifa. The Rosh can't say now both. This was the kasha before. So the Rosh now has to switch to a different kasha. Zog the Rosh, the Gemara's kasha is fakert. Eime av li boye orus kmoi shirchachnu. Tal koch li motzi mofer lechude. Aval orus lechude meifa. So maybe the orus could be meifa himself. And the av, av needs the orus. Zog the Gemara. Vachitei me av de kosav rachman elomoli. Mi boye leidim hikim hikim. Im hikim hukam. Gemara, im kein bisschen schon da, lamm mal mein Kasse, kann wir gehen. Und mein Mock im Av aus mir für Lechude, schlei Mock im Av mi boye. Zog der Rosh. Bechitei mein Av de Kosov Rachmon lamm mal. Lamm mal zorg la Av va Foras Av va Hado Horus. Ki mato yeles. Yes ba Foros u levado in yochi le Hofer. Va Foras Horus moil be lo ya Foras Av. Und mishal nafkemine be ta'ruf tom shimki ma Av ein a bal yochi le Hofer. Dann einfach die Gemorre, wie bei sich schon und dorme mein Kasse. Und der Rosh fragt der Kasse, was ist die Kasse von der Rosh? So der Rosh learns that the next Kasse von der Gemorre is really different. Frag der Gemorre, what is the next Kasse von der Gemorre? Frag der Gemorre, ואימא אורוס לחודי מייפה. ואימא אורוס לחודי מייפה. We'll say what? That the אורוס alone could be מייפה. So what is the ganze koyach von der Ab? The ganze koyach from the av is to make a comment. So the Welt learns kipshutoi that now the Rosh is learning the sugya like before, like the Ram in the Friedrich sugya, not like the Ram in the Friedrich Nochem, like the Ram kipshutoi. The Orus has a koyach in Gansen, the Orus has a koyach in Gansen, and the ganze koyach from the av is to make a comment. The ganze koyach of the av is to make a comment. Why now it's easy to learn like this? I will explain. Why in this piece of the Gemara it's easy to the Ran to learn the Gemara like this? And to the Rosh to learn the Gemara like this? Because the Rosh is learning like this. The Av alein hot a koyach to be meifa. I'm sorry. The Orus alein has a full koyach to be meifa. What Hashem gave the Av? A koyach to be meifa. Not shtike. Shtike is gonish. It doesn't say the pasuk shtike. Before the Ran had a problem. It says in the Torah that the Orus could be meifer. Al koch Hashem meant that if it's not meifer, it's a shtike. Now forget, the Torah spoke about the Orus. No, the Vov Moisif gives the father a koyach. He gives the father a koyach to do what? To do a maisa akome. And only a maisa akome. And nothing else. The Torah gave the Orus a koyach to do a maisa akome. And the Torah gave the Av a koyach to make a maisa akome. So the Pashas is the way we learn the Roshes, that the Gemara means to ask now. Ve'eime Orus lechude is meifer, and the Av has a koyach to make a akome. And when the Av will have a koyach to make a akome? Only before the Afor, not after the Afor. Now we don't have to say Shtik Lachter and the Rosh. We can learn the Rosh Kipshutoi. The Torah gave the Orus the Koyach to be Mefer, and she gave the father the Koyach to make a Akome. But when? Only if he made a Akome before the Afore. After the Afore, the Nether in Ishto. In the Ran we had a problem. Because he was going on the posuk that Hashem said that the Orus could be Mefer, and he had a kasha what Hashem meant, and Hashem meant that if he's not Mefer, he made it a Akome. So we started a Akome helps even after the Afore. And the Rosh we don't have to say it. And it's Mefurish in the Rosh and Dibur HaMasril, וחיתי מאב דקוס אב רחמונה לוק אין ראש אנצאי לא מולי לא מצורך לארב אפורס אב בעד אורוס כי מטו ילס יש באפורוסוי ומשני נפקמינה בתערובתום שאם כי הם הו אב אין הבעל יוכל להופר שאם כי הם הו אב אין הבעל יוכל להופר so very glad so here we have בעצם what we wanted to learn before in the Ran בשם בקרנוירו we're learning now in the Rosh in the second Gemara And if the Rosh Taket Gishmak, the first Gemara didn't write it down. The second Gemara says, Av the Kosov Rachmon El Lomeli, Vosi Nafkemina and the Av, the Nafkemina and the Av is, that the Av was a Koyach to make a Maisa Akome. Kipshutoi, he could come and spoil it, only before. Shim hi kimo Av, ein abal, yochel ofer. I think it's Meduklik Moed in the Rosh, Davke was the Akome before, then the Av cannot be Meifa. So lefi the Rosh, the Gemara is Mamish Glat, Lechure. The first sugi was that both of them will have a Koyach. Ein kasha. Zog the Gemara, this can't be. Zog Gemara b'seder. So only the Orus will have the koyach. And the Av will have a koyach to make a akome free. If he makes a maisa akome, shtike doesn't help. We saw already the Rosh and Amud Aleph, that shtike of one doesn't disturb the afore of the other one. If one has a koyach afore in Gansen, the shtike doesn't disturb him. So this is the tzus of the shmaise, alibe de Arosh. The Ran, Leshitosoi has the same Gemara here. The Ran doesn't have to switch the Gemara. Zog the Ran. Zog the Ran Azay. Ey me av boy orus, aval orus lechud eleifa. Michi choza, de mai de salkadaydin mi yikore, de naira muroso lo yotso klal mershus av lese. De al kocho, kshinis av so av lechud eleimotzi meifa, mafich lo lepirche. The Kevin Shekain Adraba Mashmaus de Kro the Orus Iker the Av Tofeloi the Kevin the Torah Mona Ashmin and the Av Mefer Kedem Shinisarso Michla the Leacha Shinisarso Nafkin Mirshuse the Kevin the Kosav Kro behead the Orus Mefer Mashma de Lechudem Mefer Vishitfuse the Av the Lesser Elom Shuvov Mesevarin and Rishon Mistayoch in Mukmin and Loy Marshim Miki Mukam The Vada Pshita de Kro Mashma de Orus Lechude Leifer. Elo Yemotzin Lemeima de Loshayach Abin Idra Arusso. Elo Orus, de Yochi Aforas Av de Kosar Rachmona Lomali. Ve Kevin Shekein Kol Eichid Mokmini La Abin Midas Agilo Ve Nukma Ochi Leim Hukam Hukam. This is the Ram. So Be'etzem, in the next Gemara, Lefi the Ram, we will learn the same thing like we learned before. And Lefi the Rosh, Dosi the Shinu Ha Gemara. So, Lama Machan HaSikrum from this Chelik, and he will try to go to the next Shlav of the Gemara. So in this Shlav of the Gemara, the way we mind the Gemara now, we're learning like this. Lefi de Rosh, the first kasha of the Gemara is what? Ve'eime, everyone has a koyach. Everyone could do the whole thing, so the Ran doesn't like this pshat. What is the second kasha of the Gemara? Frek the Gemara, maybe Orus could be mefer im ganzen, and the Av has a koyach to make a maisa akome, before the afore. He has a koyach to disturb. Hashem gave him a koyach. In the Ran we said, we can't learn like the first pshat. And the Ran himself said that he's learning different. And he said that even shtike could disturb, and even after it, it could disturb. So if you learn that even shtike and even akome after afore could disturb, so the Ram will have to learn in both pieces of the Gemara that the gather of the Gemara is that the Av could be mefer with haskome from the Baal, or in the second case, the Baal could be mefer mida haskome from Av. The male, if Yenem is not masking, even shpeter, he could spoil it. Even shpeter, he could spoil it. Das ist der Zuss der Schmeiße der Gemorre. Das ist der Zuss der Schmeiße der Gemorre. Again, the Keren Euro learned Kipshuta. Nein, the Keren Euro learned that what the Rosh is learning in the second Pshat of the Gemorre, that Yenem HaKome disturbs Yenem Zafore, this is the Pshat in the Ran in both Gemorres. The Av is made for Alain, Yenem could disturb. The Orus is made for Alain, Yenem could disturb. He had all of his gashes. We're learning now that Yenem is made for Yenem could disturb. You need Yenem Zaskome. You need Yenem Zaskome. That's the source of the Shmaise, what we have. Reb Nochem, Okay. And Reb Nochem said, we're going back to the Rosh, that he doesn't want to learn the Rosh so kipshut. That the first Rosh stayed klar in the Rosh. That the aim of Lechuda, the kasha from the Gemara is, maybe the father alone could be Mefer, and maybe the Baal alone could be Mefer. That stayed in Rosh. What is the next kasha from the Gemara? The aim of Liboye Orus, the Orus Lechuda Mefer. What is aim of Liboye Orus, the Orus Lechuda Mefer? So we said the Orus has a koyach alein. What is the ganze nafkemine of the Av? That the Av could make a kom. The Av could make a kom. Reb Nochem said he doesn't like to learn like this pshat in the Gemara. Why he doesn't like to learn like this pshat in the Gemara? He says when you read the Gemara, it doesn't read good. I'll start to read the Gemara together with you. Ve'eime Av liboye Orus. What means ve'eime Av liboye Orus? What is ve'eime av liboye oz? Shh. What is ve'eime av liboye oz? What's the pshat that av liboye oz? The av needs a oz. What's the pshat that av needs a oz? The Gemara doesn't know yet the terrors. So what the Gemara means the av needs a oz? The av could be made for 50%. He can't make for on his own. The oz lechud the made for. The Gemara meant to ask, maybe the father could be Mefer only 50%. He can't manage without the Orus. And the Orus could manage without the father. The Eime Av Liboye Orus, Av could make 50%. Aber Orus could be Mefer in Ganzen. The Haino, the Gemara never had a tzad that the father doesn't have no koyach. The Gemara knew that the father has a koyach. The Gemara asked, maybe we'll say like this. The Pasha said that the Orus could be Mefer, and we have a Vav. The Vav says that the father also could be Mefer 50%. So the Av could be Mefer 50%, and the Orus could be Mefer 100%. Huh? Why need the father? The Gemara will ask this Kasha in a second. This is the Gemara's Kasha. V'chitei me'av dekosav rachmon el omoli. If the Orus could manage on his own, what you need the father for? Zog the Gemara, you need him that he could make a comment. Zog Reb Nochem Azei. Stam a person could not make a comment. He has to be in the parsha of the Nedorim. Hashem gave him a 50%. Lemain afkemina that Hashem gave him a 50%. Legabidah that if he makes a comment, that comment is chal. Abimaz, okay, Pamelach. If you read the Rosh like Reb Nochem, it's mashma in the Rosh. Look in the Rosh, the same Rosh that we saw. V'chitei me'av dekosav rachmon elom oli, lomo tzorich le'arev haforas av behade orus. Mato yeles yesh ba'aforosoi, ho levado yeino yochoi le'ofer. Mashma that he could be Mayfair, of mato yeles yesh ba'aforosoi, he's only doing 50%. I'm not very good. So Nochamon. So Reb Nochem is learning pshat. I want to be madish. What is the pashtus and what is the Tosefes Havone? The pashtus we learn like this. The first kasha lefi the Rosh everyone learns. Maybe the Av could do it on his own and the Baal could do it on his own. The second kasha is lefi the pashtus. Maybe only the Orus could do it and the Baal only has a koyach to make a akome and the akome taka has to be before. This is the pashtus, the way the Kerenoira learned the whole sugya lefi everyone. Sai lefi Rashi, sai lefi the Ran, sai lefi the Rosh. Zog Reb Nochem now in the Rosh. Not the pshat is that the Av only has a koyach hakome. The Av has a koyach hafore mit hakome. En kaze lavar koyach hakome alein. Koyach hakome comes with a koyach hafore. Just the father will be a half, and the Baal will be a ganze. Frek de Gemore. If anyway the Baal is only a half, and there's no toyeles in this half, and anyway, the Orus has to do the whole thing, and then, so what's in Afkemina that the Av has this half? What is the Toyel is that he has that half? And for the Gemara, the Toyel is that he has the half, that he could make a Akome. But again, the Gemara's kasha is, Ve'eime Av Liboye Orus. The Av is a half. The Gemara never started, maybe he has a koyach hakome. Nishto has a chavelta that he has a koyach hakome. He has only a koyach to make a afore. A half a koyach afore. But he needs the Orus to make the afore. But the Orus doesn't need him. Frank, the Gemara says, what's the nafkemin that he has a half? Lemai kasve. So the Gemara, the nafkemin will be legabe hakome.
Frag Reb Nochem on himself, what is the Gemara's kasha? If he could make a half, the Gemara says in Daf Samaches, that if the father made the afore, or if the av made the afore, or the baal made the afore, even if the other one didn't do yet the afore, the neder is miklash kolish. Omega's guys, you don't get malchus. As I said, the Gemara. If the av made the afore, or the baal made the afore, Zog the Gemara is a miklash kolish, other omegas guys. Is a miklash kolish, other omegas guys. So even if one of them made it, other the baal, other the av, is already a miklash kolish, you don't get malchus. Even if the other one didn't do it. So frek Reb Nochem, lefi his hesber, lefi before Reb Nochem, it was not a kasha. The Gemara never had a tzad that the father has a half. He only has a koyach to make a hakomet. So before that, frek the Gemara, legabe, what is his koyach? So the Gemara, his koyach is legabe hakomet. But now that we're saying that the Gemara knew that he's getting a half. Now the Oros is getting the ganze. Frek the Gemara, lemai kasve. What do you mean lemai kasve? The nafkamina is that he has a koyach, legabe, that he could make for a half, that'll be a miklash kolish, or that'll be a megas guys. Zog Reb Nochem, nireli loymar, that when the Gemara holds Megas Gaius and Miklash Kolish, is only when you need both of them that everyone could make only a half. So then you ask, the first one makes a half, the second one makes a half, how the second one connects to the first one? L'chura, the first one already is not here anymore. The Talmud says, while the first one made a Miklash Kolish, the second one could connect to the first one. Oh, but if the second one could have a Koyach Alei, we don't have to be mechadish that the first one makes a miklash kolish and megas guys. It's a big chilush of Reb Nochem. So this is the tzus of the shmaisa lefi Reb Nochem. So I want to get to mesadre before I ois sphere what I want to feel ois sphere. Again, we have the mehalach of the Rosh and the Ran and the first chelik of the sugya. The Ran, the Rosh learns that the kasha is other the av, other the baal. And the Ran, we said no, the kasha is the av alein and the baal only has the koyach hakom. Only as a koyach hakom. Our pshat, the kerenor is pshat. The next kash of the Gemara. Frag the Gemara, ve'ayim me'orus lechud and meifer. Zog the Rosh, kipshutoi, but the Ab only has a koyach to make a ma'isa hakom. And again, in the Ran, we'll say the same pshat that we said before. He has a koyach. Aber in the Rosh, we said, he only has a koyach to make a hakom, and we're medayek, that his koyach hakom is taki only before the afore. After the afore, Avadei doesn't have a koyach. This is the Pashas Advor. Came Reb Nochem added a knitch. Reb Nochem says, nay. The Gemara starts that the Av has a 50 and the Baal has the whole thing. You don't stam give the Av a koyach afore. Hakome. In case of the Baal, stam koyach hakome. Av zake be aforas nedoreo. Nish be akomas nedoreo. If he's in the Parsha for afore, he's in the Parsha of hakome. So the Av, the Gemara made Av boye orus. Nahainu, but he could do epes. Aval orus lechude has the whole thing. Frag the Gemara, what's enough kemina in this epes? Anyway, he can't do nothing with this epes. What's enough kemina in this epes that he has? Zog the Gemara, the nafkemina is that he could do oifa akome. Gefreg Reb Nochem, say better. The nafkemina is that he could make a miklash kolish or megas guys. Zog Reb Nochem, no. When he can make a miklash kolish or megas guys, when everyone has a half. And you have to connect with the other person, the man it has to be a miklash kolish or megas guys. But if the baal doesn't need you, and he doesn't have to work with you, so your chelik doesn't have to be a miklash kolish, and doesn't have to be a megas guys. This is the tzus of the shmaisa. This is the tzus of the shmaisa. And here, I want to shtickle mesada the dvor. Aber herzachayim gut. Herzachayim gut. How we are mesada the dvor. Very patient. When we look at the source of the Shmaiser, we have like this. We started the Gemara ve'eime av lechud de meifer. We had the Rosh Pshat. Everyone could do the whole thing. We said the Ran doesn't like it. You can't give everyone the whole thing. Other. So the Ran had to switch the Gemara to a very big doichak and to learn that the Gemara means av lechud de meifer and the koyach of the orus is to make a hakome. To switch the Gemara. And we said, and if you learn like this, you have to learn that the akome helps even after it. Very shver pshat. So we have to say pshat, shutvis, askome, aganze pshat, on demikenish game. Then in the next Gemara, again, the Gemara says,
Ve'eme orus lechudem meifer. So dir der Rosh Hashanah, die lehnt Pshat, as they state in the Gemara, the orus is meifer, and the av could make a komme. Was in the Pshat that the av could make a komme? We said, the Pashtus, stami, has a koyach to spoil it, and to spoil it before. Fideran, mi stami, we'll learn like before. Reb Nochem came and said, no, I'm learning that there's no musig of a koyach a komme alein. There's no musig of a koyach a komme alein. Koyach a komme only comes if you have a koyach a fore. And fakel, the Seder HaDvorim is, the Gemara is mechadish that the Av has a 50% koyach a fore, and the Orus has a ganze. Frag the Gemara, lemayin afkemina that the Av has the chetzi. Lemayin afkemina that the Av has a chetzi. So the Gemara, the afkemina, what he has a chetzi is, that he could make a komme. That's the Tzuras HaDvorim. So here I want to be moisif. Gikumen de lomdim, and said that after Reb Nochem said such a good hesber, as I under Redo in Yeshiva Tayin, as if Reb Nochem said such a good hesber, that it's not mistaber that a person has a koyach hakome alein, they want to say that the Ran also means this pshat of Reb Nochem. That the Abba has a 50% koyach hafore, b'meile he has a koyach hakome. It doesn't answer how he has a koyach hakome after it, but to say that the Ran never meant stam yenem at a koyach hakome, we said in Nusach you need yenem zaskome. They say, more from that, Ishki Yenem has come. Yenem has a koyach hafore, only a 50% koyach hafore, but mainly he could do it for a koma. They wanted the same hezber that Reb Nochem was trying to say in the Rosh, to say it also in the Ran. We said in the Ran under hezber in Gansen. I'm the Mefer, I need Yenem Zaskome. Before, after it, I need Yenem Zaskome. They say, no, not that I need Yenem Zaskome. Yenem has a koyach hafore, he has a 50% koyach hafore, but mainly he could do it for a koma. How the koma helps later? That it means the same Gemara from later. The Ran learns that the same thing that you say later, you could say now. The Ran learns the Zelbe Hezbo of the Gemara Shpeta, and the Zelbe Gemara now. So we'll say that not that the Pshat stand that the Ran goes Mechadish that Yenem has a Koyach HaKome, no, the Lomdus will be, Yenem has a koyach hafore, but mainly he has a koyach hakome. But he only has a 50% koyach hafore. I want to be masbir why we could never learn like this pshat in the Ran. Why is no tzad to learn like this pshat in the Ran? And it's very poshut. Because we gave a hakdome that the Ran, why the Ran in the first piece of the Gemara didn't learn pshat like the Rosh? That other the father, other the Orus. And the Ran went, and he took the second piece of the Gemara, and he pushed it in the first piece of the Gemara. Why the Ran didn't learn the Gemara? The first Gemara, Kepshutai. Other the father, other the Orus. We explain because the Ran learns, Nedorim is a bailus. Other you own it, other I own it. You can't have two people owning it. So the same thing, the Ran cannot hold for Reb Nochem's Pshat. What is Reb Nochem's Pshat? The Orus has the Ganze, and the Av has a 50. The Meli has a Koyach HaKomet. If the Orus has a ganze, the Av doesn't have a koyach bichlal. Hakome is unfakel. We said askome. That the Av doesn't have the ganze. He said he has to do it, but the Av is askome. What Reb Nochem wanted to say? The Fide Rosh. The Av has the ganze, the Orus has the ganze koyach afore. The Orus has a 50% koyach. But maybe he could make a hakome. Frank Dikbor, why he gave him a 50? Yenem could work on his own, he doesn't need him. Yenem could work on his own, he doesn't need him. In the first sugi, what is the kasha of the Gemara? Oy avi or oy bailo. Everyone has a koyach. Frank the Gemara doesn't shtim. Zog the Gemara now a nupsha, the Orus alein. Zog Reb Nochem, what is the pshat, the Orus alein? So the pasha is on Reb Nochem, the Orus alein could be mefer. And the Baal has a koyach to make a, and the Av has a koyach to make a akome. Zog Reb Nochem, no. The Baal has a koyach afore in Gansen, the Orus has a 50. The 50 is Gornish, the Gansen of Kmina, and the 50 is to make a akome. The Ran cannot learn like that. Lefi the Ran, if the Orus has the whole thing, the Baal doesn't have Gornish. The Av doesn't have Gornish. You can't give it to two people. If the Baal has it, the Av doesn't have it. So how it works? Other his stam has a koyach akome, like the Keren Oiro, other like we said, that the Baal could be mefer with the askome from Yenem. But mele, if he's not maskim, the akome could shter later. Again, if the way, so mele kumtois, if we misakim the sugye be'etzem, we have three chalokim in the sugye, three drochim in the sugye, how to arrange shtelt of the sugye. We have three chalokim in the sugye.
We have the Gemara that the first Gemara that Beda could be Mefer. Other Av, other Os. Then we have the Ran's the second part of the Gemara, the Ran in the first part that the Gemara says Ve'eme Os lechude Mefer. So the Pshute Shalvorim, the Os could be Mefer, and the Baal could, the father could make a Maisa Akome. This is the Pashtus in the Rosh, and we're Medayik that this Akome has to be before. Then we have Rav Nochem's Pshat. That not stand that the Baal has a Koyach HaKome, the Av has a Koyach HaKome, the Av has a 50%, the Nafkemina is legabe the Koyach HaKome. And in the Ran we're learning a third Mahalach. Not the Pshat is that the Yedem is Mefer and I have a Schus Maisa HaKome, because the Kerenoiro is Medayik that the HaKome helps even after the Maisa HaFore. If the Akoma helps even after the Maisa HaFore, this already is very Shver. And the Rosh Takeh state that the Akoma helps before. So we're saying, Maya Fore to Zoif, take it with Yenem Zaskome. Maya Fore to Zoif with Yenem Zaskome.
High split 150, what's the
longest? As I said, the Fidorosh and high split 200.
100 and
100. How do you have to start that? I don't understand. If 200 you split 100 and 100, so 150, you give him 100 and him 50. What do you mean how? He has 100% craft to be Mayfair, and he has a 50. One second. How lemaisa today you split it 50-50? It's aldasim or aldasim? It's a mixed das. It's a little bit aldas. It's not enough. So she has a little bit aldasim and a ganzen on him. So I'm saying, lefi de rosh, be'etzem we have one guy. That it's not a stira, him and him. It's like a blachim later. Him and a half of him. So it's one mahalach. The Ran is not makir in this ganze mahalach. So b'meile the Ran had to b'meile. If you misyashev badvorim, it's not stam. The Rosh Taki has two halokim. In the first sugya he learns either one. In the second sugya he learns like Reb Nochem. He is mefer. He has the koyach afore. B'meile I have a 50. B'meile I can make a akome. The Ran doesn't have that mahalach. B'meile the Ran has to sell a new hesber in ganzen. Yenem is mefer and I'm a makim. V'azei midas komef un yenem. B'meile the shtike helps even later. The Ran can never touch Jesus Beirim. Because if the Ran would touch Jesus Beirim, from the beginning of the sugya he would learn like the Rosh. Now, let me end it in noch ein chelek do. Zwei halokim do beitzem. First is another Ran v'Rosh Hashitosa, the last line. The Rosh fregt akasha in Dibur HaMaschil v'im beis ishon odoro lemai kasve. So what the Gemara says, it can be that the Orus could do it on his own, and the Ab only has a Koyach HaKome, why I need the third Pasuk? That the Nesua could be Mefer. If in the middle Pasuk, the Baal could do it on his own, just the Ab could disturb him, but the Baal could do it on his own, why I need the last Pasuk? Zog de Rosh, Dibur HaMaschil, v'im beis ishon odoro, have emotzi lemeimar, de itztarich, לסלק הקום הסב, דילקוס הבחקרו, אבי אמינה, דה ארוסו ונשאו השובים. I would think the same thing in ארוסו. The Av could be Mekayim, maybe the Nesua also, the Av could disturb, Yenem Zafore. You write that Eina Chanami, the Av doesn't have a Koyach, the Baal has a Gantze Koyach ben Nesua, but I would think that the Av, as if he could make a Maisa Akome ben Arusa, he could make a Maisa Akome ben Nesua. So Nochabos, so the Gemara asked, maybe the middle pasuk is saying that the Baal is Mefer in Gansen, but the Av only has a Koyach HaKome. So Gemara, it can be, because if this is the Pshat, I don't need the third pasuk, because if in Arusa the Baal could do it on his own, even if the Baal could disturb, but he has a Koyach, Benesua for sure he could do it on his own. Frek de Rosh, maybe I need a pasuk that Benesua, he taki could do it on his own, and Yelim doesn't shter in Benesua. Be Arusa he could shter, Benesua, Zog de Rosh, Eina Chenami, Adifa Minei Porich. The Ran asks the same kasha. So the Ran Shitosoi, I don't need a pasuk that Benesua the Av cannot destroy. In the Sua the Av is anyway not there. Look in the Rosh, in the Ran. Im kein beis ishon odoro. Veloi motzi omar de laochi kas veloi mar shim hikim Av leachar shenises loy hukam. De laholi tzorik ro. De pshit alon. They came and shenita shuv le'elov yorishus bo. The Rosh Hashita said that learned that even after nisuin the av could carry on having a schus. The way the Rosh frek the kasha. What the Gemara says that if I have the middle pasuk, I will not need the third pasuk. I need it because in the middle pasuk the av could disturb. I need a pasuk that not only by arus that only by arusa he could disturb. Benesua he cannot disturb. Frek the Rosh. Why I don't need a pasuk benesua because I could learn kalvuchem by arusa, but by arusa the av disturbs. I need a pasuk that benesua the av doesn't disturb. Zog the Rana Shitosi, it's not a kasha. Even if the av could disturb by arusa, benesua is pasha that he can't disturb. That's in the source of the Shmaisa. The Lechem Mishneh in Perik Yud Beis affect Akasha and the Gemara. The Lechem Mishneh affect Akasha. I'll only say the Kasha, it's not talking to the Teretz, but tomorrow we'll see him inside, we'll get to the Hemshah Gemara also. Shitas HaRambam, that Av is Mefer Kol Nedor. Baal is only Mefer Inu Nefesh Vebeino Lebeino. So he asks on the first line of the Gemara. Frag the Gemara, maybe Av Lechude Mefer Benay Ramur Oso. Maybe Av Lechude is Mefer Benay Ramur Oso. Zog the Gemara, it can't be that the Av Lechude is Mefer Benay Ramur Oso. Because if the Av Lechude could be Mefer Benay Ramur Oso with the Rosh, with the Ran, so why I need a Pasuk that Av is Mefer Benayro? Biktano, Benayro? Let the pasuk only to write the second parsha, and I'll say if Benay Ramur Oso he could be Mefer, Kal V'Choymer and Kal V'Choymer that he could be Mefer when it's no Benay Ramur Oso. What's the Gemara is Kasha? Ein Me'av Lechud in Mefer. Im Ken V'Osro Yisav Esavio Yini Oysal Omali. Why I need the first parsha? Frek the Lechem Mishneh. I don't understand. Av Lechud is Mefer Kol Nedorim. Arus Baal is only Mefer in Nefesh Vebeino Lebeino. So in the second parsha, which is Naira Muroso, the Av could only mefer in the Nefesh Vebeino Lebeino. He can be mefer Al Nedorim. So if the Torah would write the parsha of Av in the second parsha, I would never know that Av Alei could be mefer Kol Nedorim. So how the Gemara could ask that only write the second parsha and Bemele, I would know that Av could be mefer, but in the second parsha, the Av can't be mefer Al Nedorim. He only could be mefer, but he could be mefer with the O's. So Melevos frag the Gemara that it can be that Av Alein is Mefer because I don't need the first parsha. I need the first parsha that Av is Mefer Kol Nedorim. Afilu Nishkedin Nefesh Vebeino Lebeino. Ich bete, I could see the Lechem Mishneh inside. If you see him inside, he's mefarish the Gemara like the Rosh in the first Gemara. That the Gemara's kasha was Oy Av, Oy Orus, like the Girsa from the Bach. So Hashem tomorrow will
ask him.
The round.